Hello, friend. My name is Lane Kennedy, and this is Your Intuition Knows. Thank you for joining me. This is a podcast about exploring life and slowing down from today's super connected, overcommitted busyness. In these episodes, I will show up and share practical tools, small inspirations, pieces of conversations, connection with others, and hope that just for today, if you take a moment, a time out, and breathe, that your life will change. Yep. One slow breath, one pause can change everything. I dare you to hang out with me. Let's change the world. Let's change your world one breath, one moment at a time. Welcome to the show. Let's get into it. Hey, you guys, welcome back. So good to be with you. Lane Kennedy here. And this is, you know, another episode doing this mini series with incredible human beings that I really, really love. They went on this journey with me in this training, discovering Yoga Nidra. And that's why I'm sharing this mini series with you, is to really go deeper into what Yoga Nidra is. And so today, boom, 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 I have Aisha Serencioni on the show with me today, and she is calling in from Georgia, and she's just a really magical human being. Aisha, welcome to the show.
Hi, Lane. Thanks for having me.
Oh, so good and juicy. So glad you're here. And I'm really excited about this conversation. I'm excited about every conversation that I have, but in particular with you, because you are so, when I met you, you just had this vibe of relaxed, like you were just like chill, like super zen. And I was like, whoa, who's she, man? What's going on with her? What's your sign?
I am a Libra. Oh,
I love Libras.
What's your sign?
I have an Aries stellium. So I really think I feel like I'm an Aries, but I'm a Cancer, but I don't feel like a Cancer at all.
I feel the Aries vibes. You are a strong woman.
I feel like I'm more Aries than anything else. But then I have a Libra, Libra rising.
I see that too.
Oh my God. So I've recently gone down this rabbit hole of astrology, and you know, I've gone down deep. It's another rabbit hole. And I can't believe I even talk about this stuff now.
I love it. I love those rabbit holes.
Oh my God. It's so good. So I want to get into, you know, yeah, you are super zen mama, and you're out in the world being, and how did you find yourself with Yoga Nidra? Like, you know, this is not something that people are like, oh, I'm going to just do Yoga Nidra. So let's share with our listeners, like, how did you find yourself on the mat with Yoga Nidra?
Well, my first experience with it was when I did a yoga teacher training, just a 200 hour. And before we would close out the day, we would do a Nidra together.
Nice.
And I never fell asleep, which most people say they fall asleep in the beginning. And I just came out of it and was like wired and would go and get in the pool late night and just felt great. Mm-hmm. But once I left the training, like I left that there. And it wasn't until I was postpartum with my baby that I was like, Jana Roemer says this is really great postpartum medicine. I'm going to check this out. And so when he would take his morning naps, I would just do a little recording and I would either get in a nap, which I often needed, or I would just feel rejuvenated and be able to do whatever needed to be done. And that was really how I went in deep, was in my postpartum experience.
Okay, we're going to stop there because postpartum is a huge conversation. So I hit postpartum and I seriously, it was debilitating for me for about almost 3 years. And I wish I would have known about Yoga Nidra because this, it's so life-changing. How did it really take you out? Did it like extract you from the postpartum? What happened?
At the time, I don't think I was aware of what was happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doing the training and learning all about it. Like now I know.
Yep.
But at the time I was just like, this makes me feel good. And I just kept coming back to it as often as I could.
Right.
Because sitting in meditation as I did before, I had a baby just wasn't an option, you know, like I couldn't concentrate. I didn't want to sit upright, you know, like mm-hmm. I needed something else to kind of attune my energy and just align. And that's just what I kept coming back to.
Yeah. It's so, it's not only relaxing, but it's so different because we have this mindset of, yeah, we're going to sit and meditate. We're going to sit and meditate. And I've sat upright, excuse me, for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I finally put my body down, I was like, whoa, this is totally different.
It really is.
It's so, I just don't want to even say this language, but I'm going to. It's so feminine.
Yeah, it's like you're letting it happen to you instead of doing something.
Right.
Which
feels masculine. I mean, yeah. It's just like, we're doing, right? We have to sit up, erect, shoulders down, sit bone, like that.
Like yeah, all we're of that. Doing. I mean, as a culture, we're always doing when you have a baby, you're always doing, you know,
yep.
No breaks. And so this little thing just lets you just lay there and let this thing happen to you. And it's so magical.
It is so magical. So let's dissect a little bit of yoga nidra because our listeners are like, what? Okay, Lane, again, here's the rabbit hole. Lane's gone down the rabbit hole. So I want to hear from you. So the first time you did it, you didn't really, you know, didn't have anything happen. And then you went back to it when you found your postpartum and you allowed it to just take, it's like you, it takes you somewhere. So I want you to share with our listeners, if you can, where does it take you?
Well, I think when I first got into it, it just took me into a place of deep rest where I wasn't constantly turned on and worrying about this brand new baby that I was having to take care of, or, you know, I get to, but still it can be nerve-wracking. And so that was just allowing me to really rest deep in my bones.
Yeah.
Now that my child is 3 and things are different, and now I know more about the practice and I use a Tsongkhapa regularly, like now I just feel so sure and like safe in who I am, and I don't worry about things, and I'm just trusting in this life thing. Mm-hmm. And it is just, it's just made life easy. Even when it's hard, it's made life easy.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense.
It makes sense to me. I hope it makes sense to our listeners because I think there are pieces of the yoga nidra. You know, it happens in parts. And one of the pieces is creating a Tsongkhapa.
Mm-hmm.
And each Tsongkhapa is unique and it is personal. And I had no idea. I had no idea that it was so personal and life changing. How great is this episode? I mean, she is so, I love her so much. But this is my little reminder to you to grab your free yoga nidra practice over at lanekennedy.com/free-YN practice and start practicing with me. You're going to love it. I hope you'll go get it. Again, it's at lanekennedy.com/free-YN practice.
Tsongkhapa was I am vibrant because ooh. I was so freaking tired all the time that I was just like, I just need more life force to run through me to
yeah.
get all the things done. And so it wasn't even that deep. Like that's what it was for me, was I am vibrant for what, 2 years?
Wow.
So it doesn't even have to be that profound, but it has the potential to be so profound.
Oh, it's life-changing, right? Mm-hmm. It is like, yes. I mean, just saying I am awake.
Yes.
Right? So you don't miss out on life. That can be a sankalpa. I had one student say, what if, can I just use I am enough? And I was like, oh, girl, are you ready to transform?
Right?
Because if you start saying I am enough, everything is going to shift in your life. And she was like, yeah, bring it. I'm like, okay. Yeah. So the sankalpa is really personal. And yeah, it can change too, right?
Yeah. Depending on where you are in your life, depending on what's on the forefront of your mind, because when you are so sleep deprived, like,
oh, yes,
you're not thinking about, am I enough or am I worthy? You're just like, I just need to stay awake for 2 more hours or right. whatever, you mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. at least that's how it was for me. And So now that I'm out of that space, it's something different and it's something more expansive, but I would never trade my I am vibrant years for anything because it got me through a lot.
Right. It's so good. And I do want to just say that creating this sankalpa, it's another practice, right? It's another form of practice. There's no perfection in it. Because I think a lot of time, me included, is like, I get on this, like, it's got to be perfect. It's got to be this. And giving myself permission to change it has been really, that's changed my practice as well. And it's changed me. So being able to, you know, like 1 week it's I am enough. And then the next week it is I am rested. I am a well-rested woman.
Right? Yes, because we're constantly in different places. I mean, I think there's value in using the same one repeatedly, but also mm-hmm. once you know its purpose and kind of know yourself better, like, yeah, change it up. Use it for where you are that day, that week, that month.
Right. Okay. So this is only part of what happens in yoga nidra. You know, this is only one little, like I'll say a slice, a fifth of what happens. As you've gotten deeper into your practice, you know, have you uncovered more of the gifts? The benefits, I'll call them benefits.
I mean, yeah. Lane and I were talking about before we hopped on this call that I just recently found out I'm pregnant.
Yay.
And so right now I'm using this as my primary tool to prepare for a free birth.
Because
I'm in this place where I don't have my midwives, and really there are no midwives, and I'm not going to have my baby in a hospital for my own reasons. But so now I'm unexpectedly pregnant, knowing I was planning to free birth, but a year sooner than I planned to. So now this is my tool that I'm calling on to summon up all my strength and trust, and this is what I'm using to prepare for this huge event in my life. that's what I'm using it for right now. That's what I'm hoping I know it's going to give me, you know.
There it is, Aisha, there it is. I know, right?
Yeah, I mean, I know.
Yeah, right. Like, I know it's going to give me everything that you need. Like that's, Oh, so good. Yoga nidra is one of these practices that not only is it lean more to the feminine side, but it is so empowering. So I'm so glad that you just shared that with our listeners. How do you carve out time in your day for your practice? I mean, I know you have a little one at home and now you've got another one. How do you find the time?
We are just now at a place where he's napping maybe every other day. So mm-hmm. as soon as he naps, yep. as soon as he's down, that's the first thing I'll do.
Great.
And sometimes my husband works from home, so we have a lot of flexibility, and sometimes he'll just say, can you please go lay down and do your yoga nidra? And I say, oh, yes, I will. And yes. I'll go do that. Mm-hmm. And if it's not too late in the day, I'll just do it after my baby goes to bed.
Do you have a daily practice?
Yes, that is the goal. Yes. Definitely most days.
Yeah. And you just brought up your partner. Does he know, like, when you don't practice?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he just calls it my meditation normally. He's like, right. Can you please go meditate? Yes. He can tell when I need to just like recalibrate and because he knows I come out of it kind of like a different person, kind of like someone that just woke up from a 2-hour nap. And so
that's it. Oh my God, that's so it. And I will attest to that as well. My husband has been like, what happened to you? Like, you know, I'm a different woman as a result of doing this practice. This is the only practice that has transformed me so rapidly.
Yeah.
That's really noticeable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's so good. And do you have a sacred space that you do it in, or let's share some of that juicy information.
I mean, my bed, which is probably the most sacred place in our home, but I curl up in my bed, I close my curtains, and I pull down my eye mask. And if my child is still awake, like out playing with my husband, I'll use my headphones so I don't have to, so I don't get distracted. But no, I live in a small 2-bedroom bungalow, so there's no special place I can really go. So I just hole up in my bedroom.
Right. And this is what's the beauty of this practice is that you can do it. You don't have to have like a sacred space, right? Like, you can just do it on your bed. There doesn't have to be crystals and woo all around you. It's like, you don't have to be sitting in a chair. You can just relax on your bed or your couch. You know, if you live in a studio and you're like, I'll fall asleep. You're like, which if you fall asleep, that's okay too.
Right. So
like some people are like, oh, I just fell asleep. I'm like, that's a good thing.
It's like your body needed to go to sleep.
Yeah.
We all run better in sleep. Yeah.
Allow it. So do you have a regular yoga practice as well with the yoga nidra, or are you just doing the nidras?
You know, I haven't been able to really set up. It's not that I haven't been able to. It's just I have prioritized yoga nidra over yoga asana.
Yeah.
And so if I have the time, I will roll out my mat, but really this is my priority and this is my yoga at this stage of my life. So I'm really okay with that. I get my movement in other ways.
I totally agree with you. There's so many other ways to get the movement, you know, going on a beautiful walk, right? Mm-hmm. It's just as nourishing. Chasing a kiddo. Right? Get that movement in. Wow. So I know that you're going to be having a baby at home and you do some doula stuff and you're in the yoga world. And I know that people are going to want to come watch your life because that's what we do now. We watch people and then suddenly we find ourselves in conversation with them and then we have friends all over the world. So do you want to invite people to come watch your beautiful life unfold?
Sure. I on Instagram, I am at mama, M-A-M-A _ soulshine, S-O-L-S-H-I-N-E. Share lots of juicy bits about my personal life and birth and nutrition and yoga nidra and all the things I'm obsessed with.
Yeah, right. So juicy. You guys, go check out what she's doing over there. Follow along. You're going to watch her belly grow. That's exciting.
Oh, yeah.
And then she'll be giving you some nidra tips as well, right? Like that's what this is all about, is really finding that deep stillness within yourself, listening to that intuition and guiding you on your sacred path. Yes.
Yeah.
Aisha, thanks so much for being on the show with me. You guys have a great day and I'll see you next time. How was that? another episode. Thank you for listening so very much. I hope you got something out of that episode, even if it was a little tiny nugget. I just really appreciate you hanging out with me. And I want to invite you to jump on over to lanekennedy.com and grab a practice, right? I have a lot of practices and a lot of things over there that I offer my clients. And one of the new juicy things that I'm sharing with people is a yoga nidra practice with me. So you can jump on over to lanekennedy.com/free-YN practice. That's free YN practice. And you'll get one of my, it's a really great practice about around ceremony, and it will put you in deep, my friend. So go on over there and grab it. It's my gift to you. Thanks for listening and hanging out. Until the next episode. Bye for now.